Now, when you're prototyping, you have multiple options, and if you see this overall rectangle that's sort of bounded by the text around it, if this is your whole software application, there's different ways you can explore parts of it. And the whole point of prototyping is that you're not building the whole thing, but you're only building an aspect of it so that you can test it in isolation. And so one option to do it is that the way to think about it, that if the horizontal direction means different features that you want to be able to support with your application, and the vertical direction, the functionality, so you take a certain feature like printing a document. What are the steps involved in order to be able to print the document? And if you now you're accustomed, you know, you click on the print icon, a dialog pops up, there's different settings that you can pick or different options that you can pick. There might be other screens that get opened up if, let's say, you wanted to do two-sided printing and so on. So that would be the vertical direction where you have the whole functionality. So let's say, in terms of prototyping, you could say, I want to build a vertical prototype, meaning I take the print function and I implement or build a prototype that lets somebody all the print functionality. And so it's a vertical slice. I don't care about saving a document. I don't care about opening a document. I just want to test the print functionality. So that's one way of doing prototyping, which is called a vertical prototype. Another one is a horizontal prototype, where you say, look, I want to lay out all the features. Opening a document, saving a document, merging a document, sharing a document, printing a document. But I don't provide users in that prototype the functionality for each of those features all the way. You just want to be able that they can use all of them. And finally, there's another possibility where you have the intersection between, you take a scenario where you describe, okay, a specific functionality through a story. And I'll explain that in a second in more detail. So key thing here in terms of prototyping is you pick part of the application, either a horizontal or a vertical slice that you test.